All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. We will call this meeting to order, and as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation today led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. If you feel led to rise.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful day. We thank you for allowing us to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you continue to bless Jefferson County, our employees, our families, their families, the retirees today that are here. I ask that you continue to bless our nation. Bring us together as your will would allow. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Max, you say pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with the time of public comment. If there's anyone who'd like to comment on any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the podium. If you're attending remotely, you need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under agenda, and we're going to go a little bit out of order today, and we're going to begin with one item under the Sheriff's Department to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Darcell D. Wells for 18 years of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded by everybody. Okay, I think it was Commissioners Erickson and Alfred.
Yeah. So.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, I haven't been well. Wells, would you come up to the podium? I'm going to read this resolution to the Commissioners Court, which states that Darcell D. Wells had devoted 18 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Darcell has dedicated her talents and pledged her services as a telecommunicator in the Communications and Dispatch Division, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Darcell has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Darcell is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will certainly be met by her friends and co-workers. Now therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Darcell D. Wells for her dedicated services as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
So this one hurts, guys. So I stole her from Port Arthur PD over 18 years ago. And so she came to work with us right after Hurricane Rita. And when you talk about judging that proclamation, unselfish, she's one of those old school dispatchers that sometimes you have to tell them to go home, right? You don't find employees like that anymore. Everybody wants to be off. Darcell, that was never a conversation. If we needed her, she was behind that keyboard. Dispatching, making sure our officers were safe. Her professionalism, you know, I wish we could write it, you know, her picture should be next to that definition in the dictionary. And so we're going to miss her. You know, we will never be able to replace that. We'll find some others and try to train them. I've been teasing her because probably for the past, she probably should have retired a few years ago. And every year this time I'm like, nope, nope. And so I couldn't talk her out of it this time because her husband already retired. And so I think, yeah, he was over there saying it's time. And so, again, I want her to go and enjoy life and have fun. And I do understand the importance of that. You got to know when. And she deserves that. And so thank you, Darcell, from the Sheriff's Office and all the county employees.
Darcell, would you like to say something?
Hi. First off, I want to say thank y'all again for giving me the opportunity. And I really love the job, but family is more important, and so is health. And I'm going to take this time and just enjoy life.
Yeah.
I'll miss you.
With Darcell.
But not that much.
Darcell, as a childhood friend growing up, I've been knowing you despite all of you younger than me. I know. I don't take that the wrong way, but I've been knowing you and your husband, nicknamed Squirrel, for a long time. And I know your son is servicing Port Arthur as a farmer now, and I'm proud of him. I'm so proud of him. And the lives that you've saved, I think this proclamation didn't recognize that, but I think I called you a couple of times about some situations, and you've always been there with you. When she stole you, I was on the city council, and I was really upset with her then. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I know you got some honeydews you want to make him do, so y'all can count on me. We're still family. All right, thank you.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I get a flag.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Russell, did you want to introduce your family that's here?
Yes. This is my husband, William, a.k.a. Squirrel. My son, William Jr. My sister, LaWanda Faye. My brother, Joseph. And Pete. My brother from another mother.
So Pete from 911. Did you want to say something, Pete?
I did, actually. So 18 years with the county. 18 years with the county, 15 years with Port Arthur as a dispatcher. So that's someone that is dedicated to serving the public of Southeast Texas. One quick story, I believe it was Harvey we were talking about before. She actually waited out of her house to get to her shift. So that definitely shows dedication to protecting the public when your own property is damaged, but you're still leaving that situation to come and handle your situation here with the county. So thank you for your years of service. Congratulations. Wonderful to meet your family today.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you,
Pete. All right. Moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for invitations for bids for a rebid of a term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County. Item B is no bids received for an IFB for a term contract for armored car service for Jefferson County. Item C is consider and approve execute receive and file a renewal for HVAC maintenance, repair, and emergency services for Jefferson County facilities for a first one-year renewal with industrial and commercial mechanical from March 6, 2024 to March 5, 2025. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract amendment number 2 for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering and architectural services for rehabilitation and update of the Jerry Weir General Aviation Terminal and Aircraft Rescue and Firefighting Station at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with the LaBiche Architectural Group for an increase of $2,450.61 for reimbursable expenses for printing and ADA registration and inspections, bringing the contract total from $138,075 up to $140,525.61. This project is 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 37, pursuant to Chapter 262, the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of substantial completion with NNT Construction, Inc. for invitations for bid for the Jerry Weir Terminal and Aircraft Firefighting Station Rehabilitation with NNT. Again, 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 37. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Pitney Bowes for the purchase of a postage machine for the Port Arthur Courthouse in the amount of $652.07 in accordance with my board contract. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Pitney Bowes for the purchase of a postage machine for the Beaumont Courthouse in the amount of $24,418.59 in accordance with my board contract 656-21. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with Daniels Building and Construction, Inc. for emergency operations center modifications in the amount of $51,915 in accordance with the Region 5 job contract funded by the Port Security Grant. Item J has been requested to be tabled by purchasing. Do we have a motion on items A through I?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance for the replacement of stove for the cafe in the amount of $5,500. Item B is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $570,386.68 to LaSalle Correctional for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item C is to receive and file interlocal agreement with Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission for multi-county broadband feasibility study. Item D is to consider and approve authorizing the county judge to sign off offer letter for voluntary home buyout of property at 11514 Cunniff Road. Beaumont is part of the Texas GLO Hurricane Harvey Grant. Item E is to consider and approve authorizing the county judge to sign an offer letter for voluntary home buyout at 1652 Avenue I, Beaumont, as part of the Texas GLO Hurricane Harvey Grant. And item F is to consider and approve subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act, Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with the Recovery Council of Southeast Texas. Item G is regular county bills. Check numbers 514-847 through 515-056. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under tax office, we have a number of items. Item A is considered. Well,
any rulings?
Items A through I are all refunds for erroneous or overpayment property taxes. Item A is to Mahesh Makecha in the amount of $6455.98 pursuant to property code tax code Section 31.11. Item B is for $4,644.30 to Mahesh Makecha. Item C is for $3,769.92 to Mahesh Makecha. Item D is for $3,918.08 to Jimenez Nelson. Item E is for $8,446.90 to Chicago Title Insurance Company. Item F is for $7,526.74 to 2DS Development LLC. Item G is for $6,244.42 to Golden Triangle Investments LP. Item H is for $9,067.75 to Papa's Restaurants, Inc. And item I is $12,659.42 to German Terry Allred DDS. Do I have a motion on those items under tax assessor?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I just got a question, and that question goes to the tax office. We've been having these come constant, and I know you've given us the reason they're occurring. Is there any way to prevent this from occurring?
To prevent it?
Yeah, because this is double payment. Am I correct?
Right. So, the first three, they paid electronically, okay, online.
NITE check, and then within a few days, they paid with a online with a credit card. So typically, if they go look at the account, it shows that there is already a payment pending. But sometimes, especially if it's a organization or something, you know, more than one person in the organization may try to be trying to make the same payment.
Okay.
You know,
so
but we don't turn away any payments.
So basically it is we can't prevent it from having a double payment.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it does show, because I was telling Commissioner Alford beforehand, like Entergy, I can double pay my bills online. But if I, like at one of my credit card companies, if I go to make a second payment, it tells me you have a payment pending already.
Right. And we don't want to prevent someone from making a payment, because sometimes people pay the wrong account in error.
Gotcha.
And then the taxpayer will come back and make a payment. So we want to have record that the taxpayer paid as well until we can get it sorted out or refunded.
Who caught these? Did we catch them, or did the customer catch them and brought it to our team?
Refunds? No, they show up on our report, and we do all the research to see what occurred, and then we submit that to the auditor's office, and they review it and agree that the refund is due.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm available to take any payments if people make on my behalf.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Historical Commission, we have one item to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an antiquity permit application to allow its installation of additional television and lighted sign in the courthouse cafe. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have one item to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a 2024 amended policy for disposition of deceased paupers pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code Section 694.002A and B, 711.002, 691.023, and 691.024. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion.
Judge, We had some discussion on this earlier, and I think we do need to move forward with this policy, but I'd certainly like for the health department to give us some updates on how this is working out as we go forward. If there's any feedback, I know we can always adjust and amend this policy if need be. A lot of concerns were expressed, but I do think we need to move forward with the policy.
Judge, I have, of course, I can say without a question, I will vote against this policy because of principles. One, it does not address religious beliefs. Two, I think we have to be more compassionate towards our citizen. Three, I think it's very important. We are not mandated to do a lot of things as a county. This is a part of that 8% and things that we should do. I think that we need to be what I call very, very judicious and fiscal responsible with our funds. From the standpoint of if it's too high, we need to go out for. But those things I said in the beginning are very important to me. Because of that, I will not vote for this. I will vote against it without a question.
Thank you.
I have one question. It's probably to Deb. On your item A on the bid for the burial plots, does this conflict with that item at all? Okay.
This is just a cleanup. We've already awarded that. We just need to receive.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yes, and for the record, I want to say that the religious restraint, I just think we need to work out, and I'm going to ask the health department to keep us updated on complaints from clergy. I'm not so much concerned about the families concerns, if they come to us asking us to bury their loved ones, and they have the capability of doing it themselves, I have a problem with that. That's taxpayers' money. But the religious concern is the only reason I'm hesitant to support this, but I'm going to support it based on you guys keeping us updated, you ladies, I apologize, keeping us updated on outrage from the clergy. I mean, be it Buddhist, Catholic, whatever, I will be watching how that response comes back. Because the burden of burying people, we should be compassionate, as Commissioner Affleck says. But what I was told by one funeral home director is that some people will outweigh us to get the insurance policy. After we bury their loved one, then they collect the insurance policy. How do we fix that? And I just heard this morning we have no way of, if I walk in there and say I want my loved one buried and I got $1 million in the bank, you're obligated to do it. Yeah, no, even though. So I have a problem with that. That's where I'm at. But I will support this based on you, and I will be questioning it. Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
The ayes have it. And we've already done item A under the Sheriff's Department, so that completes our regular agenda. Is there anyone on the Commissioner's Court or any elected official who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I will take a few minutes. Thank you. Election's going well. As of yesterday evening, a little over 10,000 voters. So I need y'all to bring me about 52,000 more, please. One of the biggest concerns I've heard through the office is mail ballots, and specifically with the delivery back, you know, to our office. I promise I'm not keeping them in my pocket. I visited with the local postmaster and have had two conference calls with Houston, and this is a national issue. As soon as we receive them back to our office, they're processed immediately. So just wanted to give y'all a heads up. Mail ballots are still lingering out there. Post office is aware, and we are processing them ASAP. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Anyone else have anything? Judge has to leave, so we are now adjourned.
Thank you.